100 Word Stories.
And welcome to Podcast Savings Time. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. We got a bunch of stories in for the topic of... Shoot, I can't remember what it was. I gotta look it up. It is tinfoil. one less hour of sleep? Yeah. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of stories in on the topic of tinfoil, so I will get a little bit of... I can't have coffee. Decaf, there's no point to it. I'll just pet a cat for a while, listen to your stories, and then we'll be back. How's that for a deal? And I need to update Audacity. All sorts of things on my plate this morning. Probably need to do laundry, too. Anyway, here we go with the show.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 724 with a prompt of tinfoil. I have no good excuse for not recording, so, here we go. As Bill Burt approached the Ferrari, Marissa and an older man, who looked like he might be her father, got out to meet him. The man held out his hand, not to shake, but to stop Bill Burt in his tracks. I'm Joey Albrajati. My daughter says that you can fly. Before I let you take her for a ride, tell me, how do you do it? Bill Burt cleared his throat. I wear a plastic bag. It gives me superpowers. Mr. Albrajati scoffed. Right. And I wear a tinfoil hat to communicate with space aliens. Tell me the truth, boy, now. Thanks for listening, and... we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
They laughed at old George, in the ramshackle house, at the end of the street, with his crazy theories. And his tinfoil hat. They're not laughing. Now. They laughed, when he told them the government were beaming microwaves, into our brains. Frying our minds. And controlling, our thoughts. They laughed even more, when he spoke of the coming, New World Order. And how the reptile overlords, in positions of power, would one day compel us to be their slave drones. Yes, they laughed at old George. In his tinfoil hat. But, believe me. Not one of them. Is laughing, now.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I recall the fresh sandwiches wrapped in tinfoil, the extra juice in a clear bottle, Agatha Christie's books packed in twos just in case I could read a whole book in a few hours, the stubborn folded chairs, the clean towels, and the golden sand sneaking through the seams, the waves, the wind, and the seagulls fluttering about, announcing a storm. It's your turn, someone said. I look at my pieces, and I have nothing but an apple. The tray beams with words, but my only thought is, the sun still shines. They are gone. but the sun still shines. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Torab Rizaino here, with a story on tinfoil. Did you know that tinfoil isn't actually made of tin anymore? The aliens have got wise to it, you see. They can't broadcast thoughts into your head through tin, so they've replaced all the tinfoil in the world by this alien metal called aluminum. What sort of word is that? Ancient Egyptian? They've even put a whole fake history of aluminum into Wikipedia. Still called tinfoil, but it's transparent to their thought control rays. Anyway, I've got a source of genuine tinfoil, rarer than gold these days. Buy one of my proper tinfoil hats, wake up and see the Matrix.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic tinfoil. It's called tinfoil. I covered my walls in tinfoil so my enemies couldn't find me. But fearful that I needed more, I extended it throughout the house and covered the windows and doors in a double layer. Still concerned, I wrapped the garden, followed by the exterior of the house. You can't be too careful, after all. But I was still vulnerable in the outside world, so I tinfoiled my car, made tinfoil clothing, and carried a roll of tinfoil with me wherever I went. Within a matter of days, my enemies had found me. "What gave me away?" I asked them. "There you go. And remember, it's not paranoia if they really are out to get you. Till next time, good luck and goodbye."
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Lead Me to Your Taker. You see that guy over there with tinfoil on his head? It looks quite fashionable. In a retro sort of way. No, why is he wearing a tinfoil hat? To prevent alien thought control from turning him into a zombie meat puppet slave who will blindly do the bidding of his overlord, the Zurs. Come to think of it, that might not be a bad idea. I'll ask him if he has any spare foil. So Rudy wanders over to the guy. They talk. He comes back all disappointed. "What?" I asked. He says it boosts the signal from his planet. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I remember when we had to wrap tinfoil around the radio antenna to get a better signal. The same worked for the television antenna when we wanted to get a better picture. So why were people wrapping their heads in it to block signals from the spy satellites flying overhead? Based on experience with radio and television, you'd think people would realize that it amplifies signals, not blocks. Instead of keeping the government out of their heads, they were making it easier for the government to read their minds. Not that they had anything in there worth reading, mind you.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, great, I just, tinfoil, oh my God, my memory is going, is that a symptom of the coronavirus? Anyway, you can check out more stories and the archives and the text of the stories and all that on the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is GATE. The instructions are up on the website. Thank you all for being a part of this. As always, keep it brief.